So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Coming up, we'll talk to the FOP at 1:30. White House to brief after the Charlotte murder. FBI all over this. And the new number, they're deducting 1.7 million jobs from the Biden years to get a more accurate number. My God. Oh, EJ Antoni, get in there and clean this up, buddy. We need you there. We need that call from you, the voice of reason. Henry's biggest get that's easy. He just has him on speed dial. EJ, Dom Winchick, hurry over. Mulligans, get over there. Chop, chop. And he comes over here. All right, 1.7 million jobs. Quick quiz, Henry. The Inquirer says, big music week, legends coming our way. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, The Who, and Sheryl Crow.
All right.
Who's the biggest? I say Bob Dylan, clearly.
Yeah, music-wise, yeah, Bob Dylan.
Second place, I say Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I'd probably say so as well.
The Who?
I really like The Who, though. I mean, if we're talking just musically, I'd probably put The Who second.
Okay.
But if we're talking like with culturally mixed into, I'd put Willie.
Yeah, Marijuana easily.
Yeah,
there
the whole thing.
The
whole
thing. And then Sheryl Crow, pretty big name, a distant fourth.
Yeah, it's kind of like an odd.
That's pretty good.
Odd man out, but I love Sheryl Crow. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, and the fact that Dylan is still singing and all is a little wow. The voice is a little shot. You can't even tell anymore.
Oh well, I feel like that's most people who are up there like that still performing. Like you're just happy to see him there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so 855-839-1210. Probably the best line of this sad situation of this woman killed in Charlotte. National Review. A guy writes, if this were a horror film, this is the moment when the audience would sit up and start shouting at the screen, oh my God, stop. What are you doing? Don't sit there. Don't sit there. Yeah, exactly. You know, realize I think people know this, but it takes guts to do it. If you don't like the looks of things, where you're going to be sitting, whatever, just casually don't sit there. You know, if you're in a situation, just don't do it. Move on. You don't have to make a big deal about it. If your instinct's saying, no, you can't do it, don't be afraid of it. You have every right not to do it. This is something where the Democrats are behind the eight ball again. The goofy mayor of Charlotte, said the man was in crisis. Oh, my God. I mean, the disabilities, the mental illness of people like this guy, let's say it's that, not just pure unadulterated evil. They don't have a right to trump our right to do what Democrats say to do, take mass transit or to be out and about. Their right has to end. We got to come together on that saying, nope. Well, what does that mean then as far as how long you keep them on ice? And the answer is, got to be careful with that. Has to be constant review. You know, taking away someone's rights on this. But he has been committing crimes. Yeah, but he's mentally ill. Okay, well, which one is it? Is he a criminal or mentally ill? Either way, he goes on ice. Until when? Until we get his drug usage correct, whatever the corrective mental stuff was. Schizophrenia is pretty tough. Might be years. Well, you can't keep them on ice for years. If we adjudge, and that's what you're elected or appointed for, that this person is a threat and there's ample evidence and we see the evidence in front of us, then yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. And Democrats, again, refuse to admit that. They want to say it's racism. They want to say, why are we making such a big deal out of one murder? Now, no two murders are alike. George Floyd, people said, well, look at this. Yeah, well, I see the elements there. You have a cop involved, et cetera. Okay. I see why that, you had compelling footage. Look at this. It just sits down. And Ukraine and mass transit. No, no, no. This is a news story. And one of the biggest earmarks I found with talk radio when I broke in was like, wow, I didn't know this stuff, like jury nullification. Stuff was being talked about in talk radio, what we think is news, what we think is big, that the Philadelphia Inquirer conveniently doesn't. So it's not even their liberalism blatantly. It's just their instinct and their worldview is different. It sucks to me, but it's different. Now, in this case, they don't like the narrative, whether they admit it or not. Blonde white woman versus a guy with 14 arrests that's disturbed and black. Well, too bad. It is a story. When you have footage like this, the talk is about crime. And when you're in the news business and you see that this guy is disturbed, that's what the feeling is. Well, isn't that a news story? Isn't that a great issue to bring up that I just brought up, which is, how far do we go with stopping people like this? They have rights too. We don't want them on ice forever. But we're going to err on the side of protecting people. It's a pretty simple thing. Now, making the judgment is where the debate is, but Democrats don't even want to get to that point. They want to say he's mentally disturbed, but then they don't want to take him out of circulation. Well, then how are we to be protected? They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away more police, more National Guard, more whatever. The bottom line is, effectively, whether they admit it to themselves or not, they err on the side of not protecting people. I think we have to err on the side of protecting people. We have to be on the side of the victim versus the rehab of the offender. Yeah, we want people to be rehabilitated. We want them to be whole. We want them to be out there. Everybody believes in that. 14 prior arrests, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. And again, I would show the full footage of this. I think people need to see the full horror of this. Even more horrible, everybody on that light rail saw this. I'm looking at the guy now, Henry, looking at his phone, and the other guy moving up to put a hood on his head and get off the train. They're all getting off the train. Like, oh, that's my stop.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do in a situation like this with this guy? He's got a knife. He's crazed. Where's Daniel Penny? Oh, Daniel Penny shows up. Can't do that. Choked the guy out. Oh, no. Thank God Daniel Penny was on that subway train.
I've been on that train line before, too. There's nowhere to go in that car.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, I can understand people kind of cowering, like, yeah. Oh, my God, I got to get it out of the way.
Yeah. Why? Is it meant to be pretty small?
It's just not a feature of Charlotte.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. There's a conductor up front who right. is operating the train, but there's no one like taking tickets. There's no. It's not. People get around more on foot, by scooter, car.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just the infrastructure.
Ah, okay. It doesn't look as big, even. So I get your point. Yeah. I'm not saying they could intervene. I just said he had a knife.
Yeah.
And he's already killed her. Now you want to? I don't think it was too hard to find him, the description, et cetera, with the police, but. That's got to be difficult, witnessing that. Now, you would hope a mob of the guys on there would just say, that's it. This guy's not getting off this train. But what are they going to use to stop him? He has the knife. He's crazy. What are they going to use in that situation? If they had a weapon of some sort, okay. And again, they're going to be complaining. The Trump administration is just using this. Yeah, we are looking for a face of this. For a real problem. And this guy, it's very similar to the complaints with Dukakis and Willie Horton. Willie Horton was exactly right. He let a twice convicted murderer out on furlough, and he murdered a couple in the presidential race 1988. Dukakis got everything he deserved. Oh, you're making Willie Horton. And yeah, we are. Fits the bill. It fits the bill here, too. This is what we're complaining about. Let's go to Dennis in Upper Marion. Dennis on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Don. What's up? I've called you a couple times. I'm a retired SEPTA police officer, 26 years. This thing in Carolina is a disgrace. But I wanted to bring the attention to what Shapiro said yesterday.
Okay.
Because if you listen to what he said, you know, first thing out of his mouth was, well, we're going to kick this down the can for 2 years, and we'll have new voices and maybe new faces. And what he's basically saying is if you get the Democrats in both sides of the House, then we'll just fund SEPTA.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it. We won't. That's exactly what he said. And if that doesn't, like I said, I work for SEPTA, so I mean, I know what a show it is. But for the Republicans and like a guy like Presser, they got to jump on that. Because people don't want to fund SEPTA. They just don't. I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, I work there. I know how misfunded it is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, and yet, curiously, there are pockets, and you mentioned something, too. Even the previous guy that was ahead of the police, and I think the current guy, there was a higher standard for police than Philadelphia police. You probably know that, right? We did a whole thing on it. Yeah. So there were pockets of people trying there.
The current guy's a friend of mine, and he's a great guy.
I think so, too.
He's doing everything he can. I mean, there's just, and there's roadblocks everywhere as far as being a SEPTA police officer. It's that simple. But the thing that really piqued me when he said that was, you know, they're going to run on that. They're going to run. Like,
gotcha.
He wants that just to be, you know, they just keep throwing money at it. He don't care. But, like, for a guy like Pressler, that's an issue. He can every race that they run, a Republican can say, we're not funding SEPTA just until it goes down the drain. It's just ridiculous.
Thank you, Dennis. I'll word him. The notice, I understand it. That Scott Pressler is the major domo here. I get it. Tell Pressler. Yeah, I will. He is. Hey, by the way, tomorrow night, hope to see you over in Doylestown. At Chambers, 5 to 7 p.m. It's a fundraiser. Fred Herron's for the PAL people, the boxing with cops, the youth programs that he's put together. And also, to me, it's a chance to just plant our flag and say, hell yeah, we're going to elect Fred Herron, and we're going to elect D.A. Shuren out there in Bucks County, the one area that has the strongest law enforcement. When you think about it, I'm trying to think if I don't have any problem with the DA over. I differ with him on occasion in Montgomery County, but by and large, he hasn't been bad at all. But I don't know the sheriff there. I got to think of the law enforcement there. And over in Delaware County, nothing jumps out at me. But of course, Philadelphia, how bad it is with Krasner. But Bucks County has strong law enforcement. And I'm thinking people are going to rise up and send a message to people like Diane Merseguin and Bob Harve, Harve deGrasse Harvey, about law enforcement and about the law. And that's what Heron and Shorin represent. So 5 to 7, it's on, I think it's on Main Street over there in Doylestown, Chambers. Celebrity bartending. Oh, man, what could go wrong? We need a lot of footage of this. I want to see the heads on those beers. Don't ask for any mixed drinks. And I'm not, it's in the contract. I have it right here. Page 4. No white wine will be served by Dom Giordano.
Oh.
Go get the French if you want some white wine. Come on. Fred Heron, we agreed on that, right, buddy? Well, Dan's woke up over here.
Yeah, he's pushed his buttons there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he thinks white wine ought to be served. For what? You have red wine. Why would we need white wine? Henry, you're a white wine connoisseur?
Yeah, I don't really like red wine quite yet in my life. I barely like white wine. Like is a strong term.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
like
right.
I'm coming around on wine. I'll get to red eventually.
He has not graduated from box wine yet, Dom.
No, that's true.
Oh, I've absolutely graduated from that.
Is this a
Franzia?
Yeah, I'm just getting to the good stuff
is
now.
Is this a Generation Z thing? Is that question 14? Success in life, you drink wine, not rotgut. Yeah.
I guess.
It's because Gen Z's.
Seltzers.
And like women, like my generation, it was women who were drinking the wine. Like we'd have wine and cheese parties as a fraternity to try to draw women in. But women aren't drinking wine anymore, I don't think. They're drinking seltzers, right?
I mean, they drink seltzers instead of beer, but I would say like all my girlfriends still, you know, drink wine. They split a bottle.
How many girlfriends do you have?
Let's go through the list.
Because all my girlfriends.
Well, I'm talking friends that are girls, not like partners here.
We don't say girlfriends then.
That's what they are.
Who are you, my mother?
No, you have to say it in a
different
way.
Going out to say, with my girlfriend.
My girl, pause, friends.
Well, we don't have time
you
to pause on the radio.
No,
it's a live show.
You can't say girlfriends. It seems like a lot of women there.
So which of your 8 girlfriends did you just celebrate
girl
an anniversary
friends.
With?
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. I want to hear from Henry's girlfriends. Please call in. The Henry Machette girlfriends line is open. 855. We never gotten the Macy call. We haven't gotten the Roe call in like 20 years. So maybe Henry will, come up with something.
Someone will call in.
Someone will call in. All right. By the way, Josh Shapiro also attacked Trump yesterday, saying he's deterring tourists from coming to Philadelphia for the 2026 World Cup. And his tariffs are making sure people can't afford to come. This guy, Josh Shapiro, is a piece of work. He really is. All right. It is on the side. 855. No white wine tomorrow. Don't make me do it. 855. And mixed drinks. I don't know what kind of drink I would mix. I'd have to call Johnny. Be on the, you know, do we have like a millionaire? We have a lifeline. I would call Johnny at the bar. All right, John, what do I do here? How do I fake this? All right, just pour some red stuff on top. They'll never know. 855-839-1210. Yeah. By the way, we got some guy, I'm tempted to get him on, Eagles fan, of course, saying at some event he's going to eat 1,000 oysters.
Oh, man.
Raw.
Yeah.
The odds got to be you're going to get contaminated out of 1,000, I think.
I think he gets sick for other reasons before,
well,
before
that may
contamination.
Well, that may be true, but apparently they pour a lot of hot sauce on. Like, that's going to do
Oh, yeah, that'll like settle the stomach.
It's like an antibiotic or something. The girlfriend does that. He has two women in bikinis, green bikinis, pouring stuff, and he's going to eat 1,000 oysters.
Oh, I actually love that now.
All right. Book him at Mulligan's for the next Mulligan's, whenever that is. I'm not eating an oyster ever again. I don't care what the stakes are.
You didn't eat one anyway.
Well, that's true.
It just slipped out of your mouth.
855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it is Dom time. Just to reach out, David in Lexington, if you're not doing anything there in South Carolina, you know, I said no white wine tomorrow night over at the, what's the name of that, Chambers. But I'm looking yesterday for bring-your-own-bottle places around where we're staying for a couple days, 3 days in Charleston. It seems to say that South Carolina is not a bring-your-own-bottle state. They don't seem to allow that. I need some clarity on that. You're not a bring-your-own-bottle state. That's one of the most grievous sins imaginable.
I guess.
I mean, that's one of the great joys of life. You know you're beating him out of something here. You're actually sitting...
But I feel like south of the Mason-Dixon line, alcohol prices get a little cheaper, especially the more south you go.
Yeah, so can you get a glass of wine for under $10?
I would think so, yeah.
All right. That's still bad, though. It just, you know, when you have...
You set the bar.
When you have to bring your own bottle out there, oh, my God, you make the determination. David, come on, get that line. I know you're usually out there. If you're doing something important, stop it now. We need a ruling on this. Robert in Ben Salem, Talk Radio 12. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom.
Robert? We're waiting for the connection here. Hey, Robert.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. I'm getting tired of the mental illness being played into these cases. Another one happened over the weekend to a former professor at Auburn University.
Yes.
Killed while walking her dog in the park. And if it was mental illness, the victims would be a little more random. Wouldn't you agree, Dom?
Well, look, it's hard to know in the heart, is it race and they're going after white women? You know, case by case, we take a look at this.
There, but something occurred to me about that poll you were talking about yesterday about, you know, young people who voted for Republican, young people
yes.
who voted for Kamala. And it occurs to me that I think that a lot of the younger guys that voted for Trump already kind of have their career path in front of them. They're either in trade school or they enlisted in the military, and they're probably thinking next step for them as a family. So I don't know if it's an over preoccupation with one over the other. I just think that they're a little more settled in what they're going to do for their career than most people are.
I hear you, Robert. The only thing is, though, I would say... You know, it's surprising. Wouldn't marriage be first and then second would be having the kids?
Well, when we were younger, marriage and family would have gone together. But
yeah.
as you can see with
yeah.
what's being done with the demographics and what's being taught in schools and breakdown of the family that I think some people would like to see happen, I think these people are just kind of a victim of that, man. You know, they just...
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, though, boy, there's a lot of fodder in that poll. There's a lot of wild stuff trying to figure it out in that. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, you mentioned it when I was on hold yesterday, so when I had a little time to think about it, some things started to occur to me. But I'll leave that there as well. I'm going to go with a pretty obvious answer. Henry was banging his head against the wall that it wasn't taken off the list, but it's a great answer. I'm going to go with Michael Gary Scott. I mean, I would have choked that guy on so many different occasions, and it was so cringe.
So wait a minute. You don't buy the whole premise of the show, the evolution of Michael Gary Scott?
Yeah, I don't think anybody else could have pulled that off like Steve Carell did, man. I mean, it was just amazing. And that was kind of a family show. Me and my older kids
yeah.
watched that
yeah.
one was out, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, it was a great show, and I think he was an absolutely awful boss in a funny way. And you guys have a great day. Appreciate the time, Dom.
Thank you very much. I mean, the cringeworthy stuff when he did something so bad they called him out. But he didn't maliciously continue to do the behavior. So, that's
yeah,
the
it's not
thing,
malicious,
yeah.
but it was just,
yeah,
you know,
right.
almost 9 years of
yeah.
like, oh, this guy again. Just trying to do some work.
Well, it's a worthy. So, we're looking for real or fictional worst boss that you can imagine out there, okay? Real ones. I saw Leona Helmsley. I know it's from the past. I can't imagine Leona Helmsley. Marge Schott, the former owner, racist, cigarette smoker extraordinaire of the Cincinnati Redlegs. Oh, my God. Norman Braman, a little bit before your time here, an owner of the Eagles. Brutal. Just brutal.
Yeah, these are three new names.
Yeah, when you look up Norman Braman, you'll see what I mean. Oh, notoriously brutal. I think most people would agree they've had pretty good owners. I'm trying to think of the last bad owner in Philadelphia, who that would be of the pro sports teams. Joe in Columbus, he's got a great boss. He's not going to say Jerry Jones. He's going to say a Jones. That's right. Is it Jerry Jones? Joe, you're coming to the faith. Jerry Jones, right? Horrible boss.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I'm still living Thursday night's nightmare with my boys. Come on. Dom, this Charlotte monster, I don't love it. I can't stand. He walks off the train saying, I got a white woman, and the liberal media turns it into our racism.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you justify that, for crying out loud? You know, and last time I checked, mental evaluation was a science. And the left refuses to evaluate that science.
Well, right. They say this guy is disturbed, schizophrenia, whatever. Even the judge said that. But then they don't want to do anything. And I'm sensitive, and I think you are too. We're not going to throw someone into a hole forever. Medication, therapy, then you reevaluate. But he can't be out there. That's what the tension is. He doesn't have the right to be out there to menace us.
But, Don, they never want to dive deep into the real sciences. They claim to be the science.
Exactly.
They don't want to evaluate the ongoing science. So it's just absurd. You know, we're the racists every time. A white girl gets stabbed and we're the racists. I can't. I'm not gonna take them even at face value anymore. My side answer, and I don't think he had to worry about severance packages or health benefits, but he must have paid a ton on life insurance. And that was the Reverend Jim Jones.
Oh, man. Can you imagine this guy? Let's go off to Guyana. That is a very good one. Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. I don't know where to begin. I will end where Joe just left off. But I'm going to begin with the guy from SETA. You say this is what talk radio is all about?
Yes.
Right? This is not what talk radio is all about. This is what the Dom G show's all about, because other talk radios don't connect the dots. You have the ability, and you are good at connecting the dots.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much.
And I know that Scott Press will get what that guy said. And chances are very highly likely that will be one of the things that he touts when he's out in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but let's go get Presler. Oh, my God. It's taken off. It is amazing. Don't forget, everybody, too, Gary, you know this, but Sunday night, 9:00, Newsmax, the special on Scott Presler.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you for reminding me and the rest of the audience. So much for Gary. So much for Henry making a second year anniversary with girlfriends. Come on. How old is this kid?
Girl. Friends.
Yeah.
And then you, is the eating of the oyster now under contention?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's horrible.
No, meaning you didn't actually eat it, or you did? Because it seems like you didn't.
I think someone, I know I ate the oysters Rockefeller.
It was an embarrassing performance.
I ate the oyster Rockefeller.
The raw oyster kind of like slipped out, but I don't think you ended up swallowing it.
I hope not. It was the brine, but I did eat the cooked one. Come on, Johnny at Mulligan's will attest to it. By the way, Johnny was at Fox on Fox yesterday. What he said about the Philly Karen, right? On Instagram, where they ran it across the screen.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So where Joe left off, and where I will continue, is the guy in Charlotte is the poster child for the death penalty.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. He knows enough to know what he's doing is evil, is a crime. Yeah, whatever he doesn't know, he knows that.
Yeah, we don't need people like that on this planet. Not around me, not around my family, at
all. Exactly. Who's your side
today? My side question is, side question answer is going to be Joy Behar, because I might do what the guy in Charlotte did.
All right, Gary. All right. So worst boss ever, change places with your boss day is going on right around now. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. John McGrody, longtime friend, VP of the FOP, heck of a cop with us, because the Inquirer now is going after the FOP. Really what they're going after. It's not the FOP, it's cops. In other words, they're going after them on just the stuff that's financial stuff. All right, so we'll hear from him what that's about, what the Inquirer seems to be alleging and what the truth is. And we'll take more on the side question. And Jeff Andrew just sent me this text in which he looks like he's doing 50 pull-ups or something.
Oh, boy.
All right, we have to get this for YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty good. And I think he's instructing me on what to do in my gym, because this looks only to be maybe 5 feet high, the pull-up thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you and I could do that.
Yeah, easily.
This one is like 8 feet. I got to jump to get up.
Yeah,
right
I can't
away,
do the dangling.
Yeah,
the
right away, I'm defeated. You know, Dan's height, he could just reach up and he can pull himself up. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benz one more time today. My friend and board-certified prostodontist, that is Dr. Robert Benz. I'm always happy to tell you about Dr. Benz as a patient, but now Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability, and that's key. It's not only the great stuff, but more times, more convenience for you with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. That's right. So if you're a patient, maybe you have complex dental issues. That's good. You're going to be able to get service here. Maybe even you've been putting off seeing a dentist. Uh-oh. And if you're a general dentist, you can use some backup on a complicated case. Benz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years. Very happy with all the progress I've made. You'll get that road assured to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. And remember, two prostodontists now. Call and schedule your appointment right now. Get that initial evaluation. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949, or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, all-time boss, worst boss, seeing some great ones on Twitter. Could be real, could be fictional. Hit us with that. How about the Philly Karen, if she's a boss? Oh, man.
I quit.
Right there. That would be pretty difficult. Elizabeth Warren, I can't even imagine, you know, even if she's not hectoring all the time, just like, ugh. All right, John McGrody, longtime friend, Vice President, FOP, and FOP in the news. Here comes the Inquirer again. Shall we say they're investigating the FOP about various financial things? Let's see what's up with the, it's really about cops. That's the FOP. It's on the masthead. We hate cops. We'll get them. Let's go to John McGrody. Hey, John, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you today?
Pretty well. So over at the FOP, I guess it's a slow news day for the Inquirer. What are they up to?
It's never a slow news day for the Inquirer when it comes to Philadelphia cops and their hatred towards us and our members. Basically, what's going on is the Inquirer is no stranger to bashing Philadelphia police on a daily basis. They buy ink by the barrel, and they use a lot of it to disparage Philly cops. They've done it over the years. They have decided to insert themselves in the middle of our election cycle here at the FOP. We are elected by our membership here. We run for three-year terms. We're up for election this year. We have a group of individuals that are running against us. And those individuals, unfortunately for us and our members, went to the Inquirer and talked about some of the finances that they thought there were improprieties here at the FOP. We take any allegation seriously. We sit with our members all the time. If anybody wants to look at our books, they can come in any day of the week and look at them. We run a tight ship here. Some of our opposition didn't like what was going on here or perceived what was going on here. And, unfortunately, they went to one of the biggest enemies of the police, the Philadelphia Inquirer. And the Inquirer sat with those folks, interviewed those folks, and the Inquirer loves to, name things. And they ran, I guess, a series, you would call it, called The Blue Divide. There is no blue divide when it comes to Philadelphia cops and the Philadelphia Inquirer. We stand united. And this happened earlier in the summer. It's been happening for a couple months here. But we generally were not fazed by it. But we're really fazed by it now. And quite our membership's angry. We're angry because last week the Inquirer through the police department, we came in the receipt of a right-to-know request from a Inquirer reporter by the name of Barbara Laker, no friend of the Philadelphia police. She won a Pulitzer Prize years and years ago for trashing a bunch of our narcotics cops. Turns out that our narcotics cops really didn't do anything wrong. They all got returned to work. They all got their mm-hmm. reputations, restored to them. And it turned out to be totally fabricated, and Barbara Laker gets to keep her Pulitzer. But in any event, through the police department, we were served with a right-to-know request. And what really upset us here at the FOP is the right-to-know request had to do with payment for funerals for fallen police officers. And what they wanted was information on the amount of money that police officers' funeral cost going back to 2005, going back to 20 years.
Yeah.
And they wanted, and you know what? We can deal with anything here, but if you attack our survivors' families, that's unforgivable to us. And the fact that other Philadelphia police officers who are our opponents in this election are involved in this is incomprehensible to us, but we're going to defend our mm-hmm. survivors at all costs. And, the reason we're talking to you is because WPHD 1210 over the years has been phenomenal in helping us with our survivors. We've had benefits. You folks have helped us, Dom, over the years in publicizing our benefits. You've attended our benefits.
Hey, wait, just let me put a moment of levity in there. I had to show up at St. Anne's and guard Hank Semantowski in his prime. 6'8" and 250 pounds. Henry, they say you got to guard him because it was a benefit. It was related to the police.
Exactly. I mean, and you've over the years, you've emceed some of our events. You've been there with us.
Well, and John, I would say the one that I remember, previous administration, was over when you were at Broad in Spring Garden. This woman comes up whose husband had been murdered, cop, about 20 years before, and throws herself on the ground. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away just because it's 20 years. And to intrude in an area like that is the ultimate in insensitivity.
Yeah, and the Philadelphia Inquirer's got no couth. They will do anything to try to damage a Philly cop. They sent us the right-to-know request. It came to me. I responded that, you know, we're not playing this game. I responded to the police department, we're not playing this game. We're never going to talk to any media outlet. Number one, we're not subject to the right to know request. We're a private organization. We're never going to talk to any immediate media outlet about our survivors. Every time you talk about a survivor and you go down that road, you're reopening old wounds. We're unwilling to do that. And then, you know, not to stop there, the Inquirer then turned around and did a hit piece Friday afternoon on our president, Roosevelt Poplar. And, you know, the headline is FOP president falsely claims Inquirer sought private funeral records. Well, it's not false. We received the right to know request. We know what it said. Mm-hmm. It said exactly what it was. It was from Barbara Laker. You know, we corrected that over the weekend with our membership. Our members are angry, rightfully so. We have not. Apparently, they buy ink by the hour over there, but they don't buy enough ink to print a retraction or a correction. So to say we're angry and say our membership is angry is, you know, it's beyond the pale here. And for, you know, folks to run against us, there's a group of folks running against us. I know John McGinley was on your show at one point. And, you know, we didn't, you know, some guys in the office said, hey, you guys know Jared Dano, you want to call and see if we can get on. We didn't think it was that important. But now that, you know, Charles Mellon and Ken Rossiter that are running against us want to go and be interviewed by the Inquirer and want to do stories with the Inquirer, that's all well and good. You can take shots at us any day of the week. We're big boys and girls here at the FOP. We know how to defend everything we do here. But when you give ammunition to a group of people who despise Philadelphia cops to go against our members, it's one thing. But when you go against our survivors' families, we'll never tolerate that. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form politicizing any of this. But, you know, union elections can be very, very difficult. They can be very contentious. We can deal with that. We're big boys and girls. But when you hit when we're getting requests that you want to know how much a funeral cost in 2007 or how much a funeral cost in 2012, that's just ridiculous.
It is. It is definitely ridiculous. Well, John, keep us in the loop as it develops here, particularly with the Inquirer. We're happy to give you a platform to push back on this.
And I appreciate it. And just to your listeners, I know that they have been phenomenal in supporting us over the years. And when the Inquirer prints crap like this, you know, our hope is it doesn't tarnish
exactly
what we do on our survivors. And we don't, you know, we run a tight ship here. And our survivors are taken care of, and we're going to continue, and we're going to continue to ask for your support in the future, and we appreciate all your past support.
Thank you, John. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks, Doc. See you.
All right, John McGrody here on Talk Radio 1210. So, again, the Inquirer funeral, boy, difficult stuff. All right, look, they don't like the cops. They hate the cops. I don't know that they're as far as Krasner person to person, but overall, that's what they're about. They just are going to go down that line. And if they can cause that sort of strife and impugn the reputation, particularly with survivors, I mean, I don't know every FOP in the country, but you've been so supportive, listeners, and you know over the years when we've had them on, the pain of this, the difficulty of this, and how they remember not just the day of the funeral, but for years afterward. I witnessed it. Maureen Faulkner is one of a kind to deal with it a lot. It just, well, even recently, we've had people on within the last 6 months because of the antics of Krasner and the loss of a husband. It's unconscionable. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question. All-time bad boss you would not want to work for. Real or fictional? And coming up, this woman, Dasha Burns, she got the original Fetterman interview. She was on with Brett Baer yesterday. She said, where does this go next? That's the key thing. Where does this go next? What happened in Charlotte? In other words, what's the next move that Republicans and Trump are going to do against this sort of mentality? We'll tell you that. We'll play what she said. I think it's happening, and I think it's going to be the type of thing where Democrats are going to have trouble here because they're on the other side of this in so many ways. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They will put 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, and then that moment where they say, take a look at the before and after. They treat your home so well. It's immaculate. They are there to show you something, the eye test right in front of you of what can work for you. Get that free water test. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Our guy Dwayne does. Click on martinwater.com, martinwater.com, or 800-887-7555, 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. All right, Dom G or Dano's show. Yeah, Johnny down at Mulligan's did have his commentary on Fox yesterday. So we were accurate on that. Hamas, I'm looking at a picture of them celebrating some of the leadership after October 7th, when they killed Jews and said they're going to kill a lot more. Everybody in that picture is now dead. They've been taken out by the Israelis, this time in Qatar, not Qatar, but Qatar. All right. An area that is seen as the broker in this. So this is a big step forward that they don't have safe harbor essentially anywhere in the Arab world. How long can they find leaders, given that Israel's going to hunt them down and take them out, and apparently the Trump administration on board? We'll see. But this is a big step to go into that country because they routinely have been seen as the broker. But the story today, let me play Dasha Burns. This is the woman you may remember who was on NBC, got the first Fetterman interview back when he was running against Dr. Oz. Here's what she said to Bret Baier about what Republicans are going to do next around things like the Charlotte murder. Cut 13.
You know, this crime question, Dasha, I know you've been doing some reporting on it about what the administration, what the president's going to do.
Well, look, I just spoke to a White House official, Brett, who told me that they are planning on some lightning rod standalone pieces of legislation that they want to bring to the floor on the issue of crime, where they want to put Democrats in a position to make some bad decisions, make some bad votes that then they can use. This is an issue that they really see as a defining one for the president, but also as a defining issue for the midterms. They see this as one of those, you've heard the president talk about it, 80-20 issues. They believe that some of these images of Democrats refusing help from the president are going to be useful for campaign ads. They think that putting Democrats on the back foot is going to be successful here, even though you've seen the protests in Chicago and in D.C., and you've seen some polling that shows that people aren't thrilled with the idea of the National Guard. They believe they're ultimately on the right side. Yeah. Here.
They are on the right side. Yeah, there are some that are not thrilled. Like on The View, Henry, this is Cut 19. The newsreader, the woman that just reads something, that's her role. The blonde, Sarah Haynes, says, well, the National Guard is not really effective.
Staying here. Yeah. But the bigger part with him constantly sending in the National Guard is it's not effective. So you can concede, Alyssa, as you're pointing out, there are crime problems in our cities. There absolutely are. But what would be more effective is not treating the symptom, but the root causes. Yes. They could take the equal amount of money that they dispensed into D.C. and house every homeless person for a night.
But then they wouldn't have an issue.
Keep them there for, Politics is less about solutions and more about politicking.
And being
if they wanted
again.
To solve the problem, they could infuse money into these communities.
So they're going, these maniacs, they're going to give the homeless person a room for the night. Like this guy wants that.
Now, whole night.
I've covered an event with the homeless wanting to be fed in a certain spot, and I knew the woman who was doing it. It was good-hearted and all, but it was right in the middle of Restaurant Row, And it was obvious, the amount of drug usage and the amount of mental illness that was there. And at one point, they were throwing out underwear to people. I mean, you know, it's not going to be solved by doing that. This guy does have schizophrenia, potentially, whatever it is. He can't be allowed out, that he's a threat to himself and to others. And him, it's one thing, but he's a threat to murder us. You're not going to put him up. Imagine this guy going to a homeless shelter. He's going to refuse to do it. And this woman is not riding mass transit. She's being driven in into home in the suburbs, et cetera. That's not the solution to this. The solution is to stop people that are committing crimes that are threats and to take them away from the rest of us until they get well or do their time for the crimes they've committed. You want to continue to go down that path. If this is the issue in the midterms, Democrats are in deeper trouble than we can think. All right, we have Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize today. Get in on the side question. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.